What's up?
Hey.
Welcome to What's Up, A. It's Andrea's weekly show where we talk about her job performance and we talk about her life personally. We talk about her past and that leads to talking about the future. Her hero growing up has been Kemda Khalili.
Stop it.
And so now Andrea is trying to take on the mannerisms of Kemda. Of course, 17 cups. In front of her microphone, including scissors, a whisk, and a cheese grater.
Okay, I get it. Okay. All right. Oh, my God. She's psychotic right now.
No,
you're watching Andrea's psychotic break. Look at that face. What is
I'm so tired.
I'm taking a picture of you. No, this is crazy.
That's an interesting question, Keith. How about this?
Now, luckily, Kemda prepared me for this noise, and I'm actually okay. What Andrew's doing as a favor to me is immersion therapy. So when Kemda does bang her cups and spoons around, it will not concern me at all. So we have scissors and a whole bunch of stuff you can see on the camera.
See, it's very interesting to me that it bothers Andrea as much as it bothers you.
It's not... That bothers me. It's the ridiculous. It's you won't acknowledge the ridiculousness of how many objects.
Yeah, you think we're picking on you. We think you're picking on us.
Okay,
you're laughing in our face, saying that's interesting. I'm not going to change this.
You're laughing at me, and then I'm laughing along, and then you guys just push it to some next level.
Because
crazy
it's
shit.
Not supposed to be funny to you. Mm-hmm. It's funny to us, so we don't murder you. It's the, it's the, you know, Freddy Krueger smile. But then you start laughing and it's very confusing.
What?
Because you should be ashamed, right? You should be ashamed.
Okay. All right. This is the sound that shame.
The irony is, Kemda's going to end up knocking something over and making noise. Mm-hmm. And okay. Accidents happen. I don't know if anybody hears these shows when I complain and think, Keith can't. Okay, he spilled something before. He's hit a mic before, of course. But Kemda has 17 different cups. Like, to the left, you have that mug. What's in it?
Tea.
Yeah?
There's tea in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now...
This is my vitamin cup.
You know what? It's not even the... It is the cups.
This is the water cup.
But it's also, like, the bags there, the hair... It's right. All... It's
Why
like,
does that bother you?
Because it's an artillery. It's like you're just yes. Walking around with landmines going... I don't care. I've heard your concerns okay. And I don't okay. care.
Oh, one blew up again. Oh, did one blow up again? But how did, why do I care? Because I hate blue agave. Because why is it there?
Because I put agave in my tea right before the show.
Right before the show. And then
we should
what?
Get you a cart. That's what we need. How yes. many more things can we buy to change who you are as a person deep down?
We were talking, would it be less sound for a kid's mobile to be hanging in front of you? I don't know. I really don't know.
I did ask for the gerbil water thing.
You
and nobody
get a
listened
midget
to
hold a tray.
Why do we
and then
why?
Grab? I don't know.
Kemda was
I'm
being
very tired.
Kemda was being silly and brought wind chimes one day, and I didn't even know she was making a joke.
Okay, can I officially say something right here?
If, yes, please do.
If it begins with okay. a letter S and ends with the letter Y, absolutely.
Satiatishly,
yes.
I would like. Mm-hmm. No, okay. Sorry. Oh my god. Oh my god. I really think this is why you hired Andrea. Like, this is your part of it.
To roast. Well, yeah. It's like, I don't... It's like, the noise is so minor, and people probably don't hear it, but it's like, is this a sick joke?
It's... Okay.
And then Kemda defends herself on Friday's show.
Did I?
And says... Keith, I didn't make any noise. Now you're going crazy. Tries to make it like I'm going crazy. I'm
you
like,
are a little.
She's
a
gaslighting
little,
you.
Gaslighting me. And I go, I can't see behind your
you're
computer.
You're a predator, Kemda.
A predator, honest yeah. to God. I can't see behind your computer. I guarantee you have a cup and a spoon. And she goes, you know what she says? I don't. Now, I don't know if she
Liar.
Went with the guest and took a class on semantics as well, but I say, raise your hands. And it's a pen and a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Not a spoon. I was way off.
Okay.
It's cabinet doors. It's like not yeah. the offense. It's just that it's okay. the willingness to commit the offense willy-nilly forever and ever and ever.
I agree. I don't know what your drink of choice is anymore, Keith, but mm-hmm. Andrea, I owe you a coffee And Keith, I don't know, some weird Mountain Dew shit that you fucking do. This is a weird apology. I get it. I get it.
Okay. Whatever you drink, asshole. And
do you want to drink it out of a cup?
Yeah. I don't want you to give me anything with more cups. You're a feeder of cups. Yeah. Okay. Here, I didn't know what you wanted, Keith. I got you 7 glasses. I'll put it by your microphone for
you. The queen of cups over here.
When I spill something, I think Hendrik gets happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I'm sure.
Yes.
It's also so fun to make fun of you for this because it's ridiculous.
Because you could stop it, and you don't. That's why I'm not just picking on you because accents happen. You're the architect of this disaster, and you won't stop. And you act like it's silly, and that I have mental problems. That's what's more insulting.
The fact that it's silly and you have mental problems is not really. I get why I shouldn't equate that with this. Mm-hmm. I should separate it.
I mean, the grammar stuff. Sure, that's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, but should we get into that? Because somebody's psychotic too. No, this is about me, and I'm going to accept responsibility. And from now on, I will clear my desk before the show. What does clearing mean? How clear is clear?
Oh, God, you really asked.
These are real. These are real questions.
You can move your arms in a circular motion and 25 different things won't fall if you do that. That's what your problem is, is that you're overestimating your ability not to knock things down. And then you're giving yourself a handicap by putting 20 different things around you.
I could see that.
It's inevitable.
Right. We would like you to put your arms out in front of you, do the windshield wiper motion, keeping in mind that you're double jointed in a way that your front of your arm goes past the back of your arm. That's gross. So do that move also.
Okay.
And then see what you can put there.
Honestly, a little dangerous. I see what you guys are talking about. Uh-huh.
Pretend Home and Garden is coming in.
Oh no, they should leave.
And taking a picture of your desk.
Yeah, no, I mean, I drew on some of it, so I think they'll enjoy some of that. There's like some artwork on it.
People come in for a photo shoot.
Yes.
Hemda needs a 6-day warning for her
desk. Home and Garden comes and goes, well, there's no cockroaches, so.
Right.
That's good. How about we take a picture like on the wall, as far away from any other desk, just because we don't want to capture that.
Doesn't it make you feel good to have a clean desk?
No, because I have to fight. So it makes me feel.
No, I've never heard the answer. No,
it doesn't. Maybe it will and it should. And like once I cross over to some other side of like my messy state of mind, it will. Mm-hmm. But for now, I feel comforted by my 3 different drinks, depending on, you know, what I want to sip in my face.
Mm-hmm. Depending on the time of the hour in our shows.
For some reason, it helps me that like these things are close, like my bag and
remind me the drinks, tea, water, and
right now I don't have coffee. Right now I have a cup of my vitamins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It has to be in a fucking cup, doesn't it?
Vitamins have to be in a cup, A. B, you need them in front of you because during the hour you take them, obviously.
There's so many. Honestly, I can't. There's so many. I don't finish them by the end of the day. So I got to like, so when I take a sip, I just pop one in. That was my nail and it was on my thing. And I just, you know what? Life is sometimes a thing.
You shall be. How about this? I have an idea. During the show, every time you make a mistake,
you're a sicko.
I will be back here, just holding this.
No,
I didn't. Sometimes things happen anyway, Keith. Right, and sometimes I fall down the steps not drinking, but coincidentally, I was drinking.
And it took you years to come to that. Give me a minute.
You'll just suffer needlessly.
Right.
Whatever.
Okay, but so, arms distance.
Sure. And the beverages should be like in a spot.
I feel like there is no spot for the beverages that are safe because I am just that person.
Sure, you are that person.
But maybe I'm telling my subconscious that and then I'm just reacting in that sense. And I should do mantras every morning like, I'm a person whose drinks are upright. I'm a person who drinks are upright.
I feel like that's not your number one life goal right now, you know?
You read my list.
Yes. Maybe they're in a certain spot all the time. If they're on the guest table, I feel like you're much less likely to knock them over.
I've thought of that. But if I put 3 cups in front of the guest, there's no way that's not a comment in every episode. But now, this is a comment in every episode. So I don't know. I do feel like,
do you know why it's a comment?
Follow
though, too?
Me on
it's
this, not a though. And, he could let some of them go.
When you make a noise at this point, you turn it into a thing. Just like
because I have PTSD.
You
about your
you hit
your looks and your scariness.
What?
I'm sorry. I really also don't think, and can we put a poll? I don't think that, like, you know, this once an episode is bothering anybody. Except for you, which I do believe is a thing.
His face got so, like, don't.
Why would you say that?
Anybody like, who counts.
But you know what I mean? A little bit? Do we know a little bit what because I mean?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Do you stir it during the show?
That's true.
Why do you need a spoon?
I now take out the spoon. First of all, I don't usually have a spoon. I have the
swizzle
stick.
But why do you always have spoons? I don't even know where you get these spoons. I don't give you spoons. At the end of the day, when I clean up the studio, there is always like 25 spoons around your area. I'm like, I don't even know where she got them.
Honest to God, you know who
had... Why is it under the carpet?
Yeah. Spoon Man had less spoons.
Come together with your hands.
Not you.
No.
Do you have a supply? Do you have like a spoon drawer?
I do love, I love little spoons. That's like a thing of mine.
I know, they're always tiny and they're everywhere.
I pick only the smallest spoons if you see
them make you.
So you can not see it and bump it more.
It's just so cute. Right. It's just spoons are a thing.
Do
I don't know.
You collect them and you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. No.
Who touched you with a spoon as a child?
I did, like, it was very popular saying when I was like around 12, gag me with a spoon. I feel like that affected my psyche.
Interesting.
It was like, gag me with a spoon.
Gag your co-host with the spoon.
Yeah, you're gagging me, for sure. This is why I was trying to get you into Landmark that night. This is your big problem.
This is your major character flaw.
God, you have a nice friend named Hemda then.
You're ruining people's lives, Hemda.
And wait, should I call someone real quick?
Yes.
And Hemda goes, not too bad if that's my only problem.
It is fun how they don't. I can even do this. I'm not knocking them over right now, and I'm forcibly hitting them. So how are you? I can't even do what you do.
I'm very talented. You just knocked one over.
It's crazy. That took so much effort. I didn't sleep a lot last night, so I can't speak for my mental.
Because like me, you were probably dreaming of ding, ding, ding. I'm
like, If it matters at all, it used to be me falling all the time. And I feel like I found my personal equilibrium, but my arms have to catch up. Does it help that I have myasthenia gravis and I get numb in my arms sometimes? No, no sympathy award.
Were you always numb in your arms?
Mm-hmm. I always had myasthenia gravis, but didn't know it.
That's interesting.
And mm-hmm. Do they give people with wheelchairs a bunch of shit on their wheelchair? No, that you go, oh, you have a problem. Let's move things out of your way.
Is this my intervention?
Yes.
Okay.
Part 77. Yeah. My intervention. Oh, you guys have something to say today? I. You know what? Picture you lived in a town that had earthquakes. And Kenda was your neighbor. You would never know when they were coming.
Yeah.
But now...
What about a house made of spoons that you could go into and just like let it all out, you know?
Do you think that exists? You know what? You're right, because I got excited. See? I do have a thing.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, we should get edible spoons. When I use it, it just melts into my thing.
How many more things are we going to buy to deal with this?
Three?
We're bankrupt.
Okay, so no more spoons, right?
No more spoons.
Because why?
Guys, you know what's mean?
People say you have to realize why. I don't think you have to. Just no spoons. Okay, good. I don't think it matters why. Mm-hmm. Do it for me. So they say you have to do it for yourself. I don't think so. Do it for everybody. All right.
Done. Okay, no more spoons. I have one in front of me. Do I keep this as like the final one?
No, you're done. You give it up right now. Cold turkey.
Wow. Yeah.
Enjoy it. Like bang it off something real quick.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, have a good time.
Wait, let me do like a good... Okay.
Like a 10-gun salute.
Yeah.
You never close your eyes anymore when I touch the lid.
All right, very good. Now pass it over.
Okay.
Wow, you're really holding on to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a sad day. I almost knocked a cup over with my boob, but that's okay. That's okay. We're learning.
Well, you have hoardery tendencies. Do you think this is what it is? Do you think this is a manifestation of that?
Like, maybe.
Liking having stuff around you all the time because it makes you feel secure.
I have trouble with not knowing where to put it, and then I get overwhelmed and I leave it.
Do you ever see people with a lot of stuff by them? They don't snock over things and you get angry and you don't think it's fair.
Is anger a part of jealousy?
Yes.
If so, yes.
Okay.
Really?
Yes. I don't know. This is the dumbest fucking conversation.
Let's say,
like, really? We're suddenly taking this seriously.
And, I'm hiring a doctor.
I am surprised at how much things tip over around me, including myself. I have fallen several times. Mm-hmm. And so have my, I do have bad ear problems. And I know that that's an equilibrium balancing issue.
I'll tell you the big problem.
Oh, there's a big ear problem. What, forks? What's happening? Knives? I'm very careful with knives.
You can't hear what you're doing.
That's true.
So you have to trust us. You're out of control.
Fuck, man.
Okay.
Right, do I get to have spoons like... at a diner.
You don't even get to say the word spoon.
Oh, fuck.
No, somebody asks for a spoon, you say, I can't handle it. I'll take an extra knife.
If you want a spoon, drink a milkshake instead.
Right.
You know?
That's what they say.
Yeah. Can I spoon with baby butt at night? You, like, can I be a spoon?
You can't even spoon
at
home.
No, I can't even be a spoon. Can I be the small spoon? Not even like the big.
That's your problem is the smaller spoons.
Yeah.
Can I be the big spoon in my relationship?
You can be the big spoon.
Okay. How long of it? Like a month, and then I'll
see how it goes.
Okay.
People start falling off the beds. There's a problem.
I'll report back.
All right.
Thank you. All this is totally serious, and please take this seriously.
All right.
Totally.
Thanks,
sane.
Guys.
Absolutely.
Who's next? Is this just like me?
We'll go around the table. Now we'll talk about Andrea, and she, of course, had all these extracurricular activities that we talked about. Pretty amazing. There were, I believe, 60 things. You did hiking, you did race walking, running, swimming.
Musical theater,
karate. Jazz and tap. And you were terrible at all of them. Mm-hmm. But you did them all. And that's what is amazing. But one of the things you were absolutely the worst at was the synchronized swimming, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you were so bad at it that the teacher made you guys do extra classes.
Me and her individualized, not like the team came in extra. I came in on Saturdays. Like, we had regular synchronized swimming.
Right.
And then I had extra practice with her.
By yourself?
By myself.
That's funny that it's synchronized swimming.
Yeah. She was like, I don't know what to... She used to... speaking of your favorite thing... She used to hit a spoon.
I was going to say, did she hit a spoon to get your attention? Uh-huh. And now you're just having
not to get my not to get my attention, Hemda, but to keep in time. So she would hit the spoon against the rail in the pool, and you can hear it. It's the thing about spoons is you can hear their sound.
Even underwater.
Over talking or underwater or any sort of, you know. So... she would hit it to keep me in time. So I would be underwater and hear like clink, clink, clink. I'd be like, this is so humiliating that I'm this bad. Poor woman just has to come in on a weekend and hit a spoon against a thing and be like, please.
And she can't kick you off. It's anybody that wants in.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's like, you know, your parents are paying for it. And she just wants me. I couldn't tread water. I also just like...
That's a big thing.
Sure, that's like the major part.
Couldn't tread water.
I want to be in the running club, but I can't move my thighs.
I learned to tread water, but I also couldn't like see... I didn't know...
You couldn't synchronize?
I couldn't synchronize. How does everyone know what we're all doing, you know?
I don't know how to tread water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never tried to join...
Oh, yeah, you can't swim.
I never tried to join a swimming competition.
Sure. Well, there's the difference between you and me, Keith.
That's can we true. See?
I don't live in fear. I go head in. And,
can we test your synchronization? You guys are going to learn a quick 2-second routine. Ready?
How in the world? Okay.
Left
but it's
hand.
Because I'm in the water.
No, come on.
That's my problem.
You too, Keith.
How would we not know how to do this?
Left hand, right hand, down, up, clap, clap, down, up. Okay, ready? Okay. Who could repeat that? Okay. And 1, 2, 3, and left 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Look at that. And Henda didn't knock over anything. That was great.
That's interesting.
I gotta say, Keith is very good.
I know, I'm not good. I can't see people around. Everyone knows what? You all know what to do? I used to try to fake it like, oh, yeah, with that too.
Just jumping hands.
Yeah, just maybe there might be a thing. So do it anyways. I think I'm drowning.
Would the teacher say, look, everybody, we're going to try something. And we're going to talk about, we'll talk about speakers later. I don't even care about speakers now.
You just speakers knock something over
right.
without even being near it.
Speakers, that is another day. Right now, spoons. Okay, I don't want to overwhelm. Even Landmark goes over 3 days.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
I am. I really am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe we can do like a all Saturday practice. I'll come in extra with a spoon.
Right.
You'll record. I'll hit the spoon and you'll reach around the desk different ways without knocking things over.
Because maybe if somebody else is hitting a spoon, I like my subconscious will be like, you don't have to hit a spoon anymore.
Sure, I'll be in the back miming it for you.
Yeah.
Penda and I will try a synchronization right now, okay? Okay. So follow me.
Okay.
Okay. Don't knock anything over.
Okay. All right.
Good. Now, always do that.
6, 7, 8.
You're even touching the cup right now.
Why do you touch stuff? Don't touch it. I'm not touching anything. Look at me. Not touching a thing. Well, what happens if I'm thirsty? Ah, then I touch it. I touch it then. Oh. That was good. But now what do I do? Ah, now I don't touch it because I'm done. Well, how long do I have to wait to touch it again? Anytime I want. I go where it's not in my way.
You're so disciplined.
But if you notice, I was on mic the whole time. So I can do that.
Okay. I'm touching my face. Is that okay?
We'll see.
You like to touch things when you talk.
Yeah. I like to move the mic around. These guests that keep loving to move the mic around.
Yeah, you're a
nothing leader. Changed, people.
It's such a weirdo right now.
I know. I'm very tired. I was up till 3:30 in the morning taking care of a mentally ill person.
She was trying to pick up all the spoons. Uh-huh. I wouldn't say I'm this mentally ill per se.
Oh, God. So how did you do once you got the extra synchronized help?
I sucked. I always sucked. We were so bad. Like, I was the worst, but as a team, we were dog shit. And we went to...
What if the teacher said, everybody else, here's how we're going to try to synchronize. Uh-huh. Andrew's going to do bullshit. Try to follow her.
I'm improvising. I'm like jazz. It's like, you know, it's between the beats. If you drop a beat, just create a new one.
That's what I'm trying to do.
By thrusting your arms splashy.
Did you ever see like a... Sorry, that's totally...
You're fucking joking. People think like I'm really... I hope this show explains it.
Your alarm just went off.
Holy shit.
It's insane.
It's insane.
Okay, but it went off earlier and I got so nervous. I hit the snooze and then I couldn't do it. I just was freaking out.
And you're like, oh, the time's going to come in 9 minutes, but it's not 9 minutes yet.
Maybe I'll make one of these for you, like a Keith and the Girl how to for you.
How to not make noise.
Sure.
Don't make noise with
Five
the following.
Minutes before the show, clear everything off your desk. Phone on airplane mode.
And no cutlery.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
So we went to competition.
Okay. Yes.
And we did one competition. We were so dog shit. We finally got into like the easiest one. And our routine was to Candle in the Wind.
Sorry. I'm just kidding. Sorry. That was an impression.
Sorry. Excuse me. Our routine was to Candle in the Wind. And we got like our moms like sewed candles onto our bathing, like a Fabergé candle on the bathing suit. It was very exciting.
When the candles go out?
No, it's like a picture. It looks like a picture of a candle. And we were so bad that they were like, we could disqualify you because it was so bad, but like we don't want to. I don't know why they told us.
Seriously.
But they were like, you know.
It's not on your record, but you know.
Yes, exactly. they wanted to be like, that was honestly impressively terrible.
Do you have video of it? Like, how bad could it be?
I don't know. I don't, because I never knew what the fuck was going on. I was always like, oh, crap. Choking. Trying to.
Yeah, why would you? Like, you weren't too. I would be too scared to do it.
And I'm fearless, Keith.
That's
that about
her first
me.
Problem.
I mean, there's one thing. People laugh at me about this. I would go off diving boards even though I couldn't swim. But then I would land in the water and, you know, and swim as fast as I could kind of swim. I just can't catch my breath.
Sure.
And swim to the edge. And it was very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But just waiting in there, you would die.
How is that different? Jumped off a diving board. You're insane too. Just for the record, you're insane too.
Yeah, that's insane.
Maybe this is a different kind of insanity, but it's still in the water and it's still insane.
One, you will definitely die. And Andrea did.
I was just terrible. I learned to tread water by the end of it. Here's the thing. I did learn to tread water. Okay. So who's wrong?
Your parents were paying for that?
Sure. They were rich. It was fine.
They were never nervous?
No, I mean, what? Yeah, there's lifeguards everywhere. I mean, I'm sure that watching me do this was probably like, oh God, that's my seed. What an embarrassment.
Did they come?
I think my mom came, yeah. And was like, good, you did a good, you tried. You were really in that water.
My parents went to the final day of the free summer swimming class. Mm-hmm. And then you can show off to your parents. Mm-hmm. And so I showed off by walking in the pool and moving my arms as if I was swimming.
Nice.
You know, wait, like, were you like trying to pull it off like they're not going to know?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why your parents think you're an idiot?
Yes.
They just keep doing things where it's like, my parents are idiots. I'll do this. And it's like, oh, he thinks we're idiots. He's just doing that.
Yeah. They used to go to all my plays that I was in. And I'm like, oh, God bless you for sitting through that shit. One of them was this play called Get in the Game, which was a gym class themed play. Like, we're all in doing sports, but it's a musical. And I was so terrible that they gave me I had one line. I broke my leg in the middle of this play. So I had a cast, and my one line, I crutched onto the stage and someone was like, break a leg. And then I crutch onto the stage and I go, been there, done that. And then I crutch off the stage, and that was my only role in this play.
Did you fuck it up?
No, but it was just so like, why are you coming to see this?
Oh, I see.
You know? Good job. You're great.
That's it. And then there's the kids where it's like, my parents never came. It's like, they knew better. Stop
it. Sure, they're smart. Yeah. You know, let's see another dog shit production of Little Women that
I mean, five kids, right? And we all took band.
Oh, yeah, I was in band too, yeah.
And good, the 1812 Overture. Dun, 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 dun. But everything's off tune, you know?
Yeah.
And there you go, you'd be like, great.
Yeah. Great.
And all we cared about was the free ice cream afterwards because the band director also owned an ice cream shop. Mm-hmm. And he gave you a free coupon.
Oh, sweet.
There was for my eighth grade graduation, like I went to school kindergarten through eighth grade with this, so I was there for a long time. It was like a big deal, and I think we did it in a synagogue because it was a Jewish school, and we had like a production, but they were so, while we were in rehearsals, I was like, I don't think anybody knows what this is about. They were so disorganized, which was very not like them with this. Usually their productions are very, you know, boring, mediocre, but like they get it done, mm-hmm. you know? And I was like, I don't even know. Like, no one seems to be paying attention. And then the day came. It was the worst thing ever.
Oh,
and
yeah.
My parents are not honest. They'll be like, you did it. It's fantastic. And I'm just like, who trusts you? Who gives a shit? But my best friend's parents were so fucking honest. They were like, I swear to God, we were asleep until you out of nowhere sang this. Like, I had to go. There was like a long song and I had to go, amen. And that's it. And then like, but I was louder than everybody because
so I like, oh,
yeah. They're like, oh. You woke us up with that weird, what the fuck were you even saying? And I was like, I don't know. I just was waiting for some cue, but everyone seemed to sleep. And they were like, yeah, we were asleep in the audience. We didn't like, this was terrible.
Good for them. Yeah. They had to sit through that. Awfulness.
So bad.
Oh, you're in Little Women again and you have no lines. I have to sit through kids for 40 minutes.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And that's short, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were great in that play. I wasn't in the play after all, Mom. Yeah, I know. I just meant the I was in the play a lot, Mom. Yeah, I know.
Sure. Yeah. Whatever, you know. My only good role ever, I made them go to musical theater stuff for like 10 years and choir too. Oh my God. Bless them. And I was terrible in choir, never got solos, not even once. And but I was the Wicked Witch of the West Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, the only reason I was good was that I was like fucking ridiculous. Like,
oh, because you're a witch?
Yeah, because I'm a witch. Yeah. So there was this weird costume lady, I don't know where they found her at our school, but she had like a really avant-garde direction she wanted to take for the costume. Basically, in the beginning, I was supposed to be like hot and slutty witch.
Wait, what? Mm. You're in high school, right?
I'm in high school. And it's like, I was wearing a crop top, glittery pants with like a weird sheen over top, and then this terrible black wig. And I come on stage all like, hey, yeah, I'm young and like, Elon hat. And then
the parents are like, fuck yeah.
Finally. Something to jerk to.
Oh my God.
And then And then as the play goes along, I get like more fucked up looking because I'm evil. So I get like older looking. They put like prosthetic on my face. I'm like, who greenlighted this weird transition thing where I'm all like slutty and then all of a sudden I'm old and it's like.
What did you change or were you still
yes wearing? No, so I started in the crop top. I got on stage in the crop top. Everyone's laughing. It's not not even a lot. I don't say anything. I just step on stage and the entire audience is laughing.
Oh my god,
what the fuck is this?
Oh my god,
what is this interpretation?
Oh my god,
what is happening?
What did you feel like? You can't just walk on stage and people laugh.
I was like, I'm doing great.
Oh my god.
You start taking bows.
Sure. And then they would.
This is how she became a comedian. She's like, laughs feel good.
It did. It did. And then I got like a prosthetic nose or whatever. Through it's all this like makeup. And then they put a darker wig, like a more lighter wig. So like gray, a more gray wig that I was like getting older. I had like a transition outfit that was like a little less slutty, but still like kind of slutty. And then by the end, it was like a robe and you know the full thing. It's like.
I don't think this teacher is truly grasping what this play is.
I know. Well, it's like failures. People who failed in the arts who now like do it in high school.
But we can see why they fail.
Sure. Wait, what is this?
I don't know.
And then I fell. We had I'm melting. You know, thing. And
yeah, I can see why you got the part. That was
walking.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm very good. I'm walking backwards downstairs during
what?
That.
What? Why? What?
I don't know. Because that's how I'm going to go into the, like most professional plays, there's like a, like the floor S goes down like a little escalator on its own and they had smoke coming out, but they couldn't afford that. So I just had to walk backwards downstairs. Like,
oh my God.
You know, during the rehearsal, I'm like, are we going to do the full stairs thing? And they're like, no, no, we're not going to do it. So I'm just going to stand there and say it. The person who was who's supposed to open the thing didn't realize that, so just opened the door and I fell backwards.
Oh my god, you're like, ah!
Yeah,
that was the best play ever.
And then it was silent and everyone was like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine,
the witch is fine.
Still slutty.
Then afterwards there was a synchronized swimming meet.
Sure. Yeah.
What did the audience went silent?
It was a dress rehearsal.
Oh, okay.
And so whoever was, you know, in charge of that didn't understand that we weren't doing the.
Did you do it for the final play though?
Sure.
Might as well.
Yeah.
You broke your leg already.
Yeah.
This holy time.
Hey.
When you would go to actual swimming meets, right? You would compete.
Sure.
Are the other schools laughing at you?
In synchronized swimming or regular swimming? I did regular swimming too.
Why? What?
Yes. I didn't. There's nothing I didn't do.
I love
Name
it.
Name a thing.
I love it.
Well, there's nothing she didn't go to.
Sure. Exactly.
It's inspiring.
Yeah. I mean, I only did one season of synchronized swimming, so I didn't like get ingrained in the culture, but I'd see other, like when we went to the meet, I'd see other people and be like, oh, that's how you do it. What we're doing.
Well, how'd you swim? How'd you make it to the other side?
I did, but I was out of sync. I can swim. I'm like,
no, no,
an
no.
Excellent
when you went to the like swim meets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can swim.
Okay.
It was about treading water and then lifting your limbs at the same time that other people are doing.
I get what synchronized.
Sure. And then you're all, because I don't, seem to be honest.
You're synchronized.
It's like they do it and then you also, then you're all in a circle under the water.
You thought you were playing Simon Says.
Oh, I don't understand how we all know to go to this spot. Why are you all over there and I'm here?
Did you say, I saw this on TV, put me in the middle. I'm the one in the middle.
Put me in the middle, I'll thrash and they'll be like, oh, it's some sort of
honestly,
artistic
though, I'm not joking. You went to, this isn't a private school, right?
This was outside of school.
But okay, so your parents paid like for a class, right?
Yeah.
I think this is a terrible teacher because I think like.
No, don't say that. She came in extra with the spoon. She doesn't deserve that.
She did have spoons. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Everyone else gets it and not me.
Yeah, but.
And she comes in her spare time.
I feel
with
like.
A spoon, like, please.
She should have. Done what Keith said.
Drowned me.
Put you in the middle. Put you in the middle and give you like a move only every eight.
Sure.
Beats.
I just like Arms up.
Yeah.
Arms up.
Yes.
Arms up.
You're only one. You only go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1.
Sure.
2, 3, 4. Only on the one.
I also did jazz, tap, ballet, hip hop. How? All of it. Terrible at all of it. Never placed in a meet. I used to, when I was concentrating, when I was dancing on stage, I would stick my tongue out and not know that I was doing it. So there's photos of me performing. Like, mouth is either open or tongue is out. Yeah, it's like, how did you convince people I wasn't mentally retarded?
Did she, looking back during the private synchronized classes, yeah, did she try to drown you?
She should have.
Like, no, stay longer. Down. I'll tell you.
That's why she met on Saturday, because nobody could see
right.
what she's
right.
doing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're live. Great. All right. Meets tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Were you labeled anything in the yearbook, such as most likely to be?
No, I got better at sports in high school because I did, I played rugby and I did cross country running. And those are, I don't think I am good at group things. That's the problem.
Okay.
Isn't rugby a group thing?
Yeah, but like, I can run with the ball. Like, I'm not trying to match anybody. Okay. You know, anytime there's like...
No syncing.
Because dancing is synced up. Anything where I need to consider other human beings is out of the picture.
Do you think you'd be able to do that running where you pass a baton? Would you be like, oh God, I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Here, throwing it in the air.
Shove it up your ass by accident. Hit the person in the face.
But you went, was that an accident, by the way?
No, that's not your face. You made me laugh.
Here's the thing. I play basketball.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Why are you holding the pen?
I just wrote, we should make sure that the video for this episode comes out because it's very visual.
Okay.
So I yes. I play basketball because I'm so tall. Everyone assumes that I'm good at basketball. Mm-hmm. So anytime I would go to a new school or like a junior school to a high school, whatever, the basketball coaches would all be like, ooh, and be like, join the team. Aww. We're going to Hawaii. And I'd be like, no, I'm really like, I'm not. And they'd be like, no, please just try. And then I would try out. They'd be like, oh, never mind. And then I would take aerobics.
Aerobics?
I did great in aerobics.
Great, like how? Good?
So
great?
Great. So because...
Forgiving for sure.
It's for idiots. So I did aerobics, and at the end of my aerobics semester, you had to do like your own personalized aerobics routine for the class.
No, for how long?
For a whole song.
That's a long time.
To showcase what you've learned, all the different steps. So
I'm really picturing the end of Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, very similar.
Okay. You know what? This is lazy of your teacher. I'm sorry. It is.
Or hilarious because I get to watch all these idiots doing their fucking dances.
Perspective.
So I chose Britney Spears' Toxic as my song.
That was right.
Uh-huh. And I did, and I was always practicing like in the hall, like, and then.
Stepping on the, okay.
And step, and kick. And I thought it would be funny to pour water on myself at the end of it.
No! No!
Flash dance.
No! No!
A totally different dance, but okay.
No! No.
My teacher caught me practicing with the water in the hallway.
Would you practice with an empty bucket or actual water?
Real water. I get my friend to throw it on me.
That's practice.
And she's like, you can't do that.
No, in
the hallway.
No.
Someone has to clean the carpet.
Never mind, you're coming out all...
pouring water all over yourself.
You're coming out all wet.
Yeah, but I gotta. You can't just do one. You know how hard it is to get yourself fully saturated with water. You have to do.
Right.
The movies make it look easy.
But they're not gonna wonder why you came out wet.
No, it's at the end. It's the finishing move.
No. But you were practicing actually doing it.
Sure.
Right.
I had an afternoon.
Kids aren't that busy.
Sure.
And, oh my God! So you didn't get water thrown on you because she caught you just
she
in time.
She caught me and she just like was like, oh, you can't do that during. It's too sexual. I'm like,
I was just crop top wicked.
Take the fun out of everything.
Right. Yeah, ask around. I'm crop top wicked. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. We had a dance program in my school. It was like whatever.
And also, dance programs are all so, everything's so slutty and they don't talk about it. All my costumes are like ruffles and weird little vixen. I had a shirt that said vixen in rhinestones right across my not tits. It's like, what are you, message are you sending? So much makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really are weird. Like a lot of
it's
like,
creepy.
Like booty shorts and crop tops for like 8-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It says like dancing bitch on the back. Like, oh no.
Yeah. I mean, we were in high school and we were doing an after school program and some of the kids in my school really didn't know how to dance. So we could do but I mean, you know what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh my God.
I won't say anything. We're just taking a little break. Go ahead.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. So, oh my God.
When you dance, do you hit other people?
I do. I'm sure I do. So we had like this after school program where you put on an entire play and it's directed by a student. It's produced by a student, like every aspect of it. So there was some dance in between the play. Mm-hmm. And so I was in that, and in my junior year, the seniors had such a slutty dance.
Yeah.
Like, but they really pushed it. We all pushed it.
Yeah, they're it's all and you're like, yeah. What do you do?
But it was beyond. So check this out. There's like a lot of people on stage, and then like they somehow got into formation where they formed like three lines, and as the people got to the front, like the front girl of the three lines would plank down, right? So the first girl is now on a plank position. Mm-hmm. Then the other girl would go like above her. So your asses are stacked, but you're, so like
this. Is she sitting? Is she putting her weight on her?
So they're laying, and then so at the end.
They're laying perpendicularly.
Yeah. So then there's like probably five girls on top of each other, all sort of like, and then the song is 23 positions in a one night stand.
Jesus.
And then you go, get it off, and they all start pumping. Imagine moving your ass
like all
up and
humping
down
and synchron.
Yep,
synchronized swimming, but on land.
Oh yeah, they were really good. It was like a great. I mean, we had really good choreography, and I was like, "How are they getting away with this?" Well, we put on the show twice. The second time, they had to figure something else out because one of the teachers was like, "No,
yeah, what is it?" Yeah,
but you should see. Like, I posted this on Instagram. I had a stupid picture of myself when I was a senior. What I wore on stage was a bra and a net.
Yeah, like, they were like, surprise me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because no one was there because we were all like after school. And by the time I was on stage, and it was technically a dancer thing because I was wearing a bodysuit net. And
sure,
like
you can get away with
it. Of course.
It's like, we all know what's happening here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're doing a tap dance to Rhythm Nation. Why do we need fishnet gloves? Like, what is that? What is that for?
Represents the 18.
Sure. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we're not.
Yeah, and whenever they gave us, like, in high school, especially when they gave us the opportunity to, like, make it your own, it would be, like, which part of myself am I going to be slutty about? Like, I have a smaller waist, so my I would wear a crop top. Mm-hmm. Somebody else had, like, longer legs and would just wear, like, their ass half out. Mm-hmm. And it would just be, like, I got this in a dance shop.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And it was weird that the gym teacher stood up.
Yeah. Very talented young woman. Very talented young woman. I love it.
I need to bring it. Yeah.
I once heard a couple. There were girls. They were sisters. One was like 2 years older than the other. And they were so super hot and also like super rich and like definitely knew it and definitely fucked with teachers. Like I heard them and they're like, yeah, I sit in the front because, you know, you can't help but see. I couldn't understand how they could do it, but.
Were they popular girls?
Oh, yeah. And they one of them was talking about like, yeah, Mr. So-and-so is always looking at me. So I lean forward and like squeeze my tits because fuck them. Like, because they can tell like how much.
Power they have.
Yeah. And they're kids. So they consider that power. So
sure.
So they're distracting him and they can tell. And so they're like, fuck you, get distracted. Like, and I mean, like they weren't doing it on purpose. They stopped doing it. It was like, hey, I could kind of see you doing this. Go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it was like, what else are we going to do with that? If a teacher is looking at us, the funniest thing we can do is go, here you go, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everything else is like, dude.
Yeah, we had
up here. You're teaching me history.
we had pervy teachers, and we had like, oh God, when I went to an all girls school, we had all these. We had like anytime there's a male teacher at all girls school, you're just like, ugh, no,
damn,
something weird right. with you.
That's who I want to teach.
Yeah. All girls. Young girls.
Only girls.
Yeah.
That's such a shame that that's the automatic thing.
Yeah, but it's true though. Almost the only teacher that wasn't somehow creepy was ended up, I found out later, he was gay.
Wow.
And
it is interesting. Why would you want to?
Yeah.
Because you're getting a job, you know, at a private school with a lot of rich kids.
Yeah, not all of the, but it was more, it was the only, there was a teacher that Mr. Adler, when I was middle school, I want to say, when it was all girls, and he used to like lock the doors and close all the curtains and go like, I read Playboy, but it's like for the article. Like, and he was saying that in earnest. He asked if any of us had gotten our periods yet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you got to be aware.
Sure, right? We could be all be syncing up. Right. And then the final straw, I think, was it was like denim day. And he asked one of the girls if she also wore denim underwear. Mm. And she told her mom, and he was gone.
Because that's not practical, denim underwear.
Sure, come on.
It's ridiculous. Who makes that?
Yeah, I just want to be a teacher. You got to know things.
There was a teacher in Hennessy School who would ask the girls for massages, like right in class. Aww. It was like a regular thing.
No, right. I'm supposed to stop class, get a massage.
Sure, right.
Come back.
On this teacher's salary.
Right, sure. Just, I'll keep teaching you, massage me.
Right.
Isn't that nuts?
Mm-hmm. But they, I guess massages go somewhere for some people because that's the move. That's the Weinstein move.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Well, it's a way to get touched, I guess.
Yeah.
I can use a massage. And then when you're even debating about that, that means prick comes out.
Ugh. Yeah, we had another teacher who he used to, he ended up, he was obviously fucking a student, a senior. And they later, they started dating right after she graduated. And we were all like, okay. And this guy, he was like really short and always trying to overcompensate for like, hey, guy, woo, boo, bow, boo, da. And he always had like his hair spiked up and he was just like really bro-ish and gross. And I used to run. I also was, doing track running when I was.
You're good at that though.
Sure, but not then I wasn't because I couldn't listen to music. When I could listen to music is when I got good at running. But he used to run. I was always the last in the group. He used to run next to me and go like, come on, you can do it. Come on. Yeah. I'm like, get the fuck out of my face right now, weirdo. It was like he was bullying me somehow for like I know he was pretending to encourage me, but I'm like, go away. Right. Like me and like the other fat girl were both like in the back, like kind of walking and be like, come on, lady. Come on. You know,
left foot.
Yeah.
Right foot.
Yeah.
Left foot.
Yeah.
Right foot.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I don't know what he was, how he got one of my gym shoes for some reason. And as a prank, he was like running up and down stairs and being like, I got your shoes. I got them. And I'd be like,
what the fuck?
I don't understand. What? So I was just like,
oh, chase me.
Standing there being like, I don't know.
Got them.
Yeah. So fucking weird.
I would think that's enough to be fired easily.
What? But yeah, like people could see easily. People could see you doing this. It's like, I guess you're like joking around with me is the excuse.
You don't
that you're
do
making.
That.
Yeah, but it's, I'm a student.
Right.
I'm 10.
Oh, you were 10?
Yeah, I got him. Ooh, yeah.
I think you should go to jail. What do you think of that?
And I'm like, what? Are you okay?
I was just, listen, principal, I was just playing a little joke. It encourages the kids when we joke around. So I took her shoes and said, come get me.
And I ran up and down the stairs like a weirdo in front of her until she stared at me and I finally...
I think he was on coke, no joke.
Yeah,
he was on coke.
He seemed cokey. And yeah. I also think that like I was funny and I would disrespect him in front of everybody because I just hated him. And I think that was his way of trying to like get the power back. Like, I got your shoes. Ah! And I'd be like...
Yeah. Have you looked him up?
He married a student. He married an ex-student. It's the same guy.
Wait, what? But he was teaching 10-year-olds?
Yeah, but it was...
He waited.
No, but I think that they started hooking up probably because they quote-unquote like started dating as soon as she graduated. And I'm like, yeah.
Graduated what, though?
High school.
That day. That's the old Woody Allen move. We fell in love and consummated our love all the same day when it was legal.
Sure.
And she was 16.
That's exactly what it was. I'm like, yeah, I knew you were fucking... That student.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, funny news that SUNY just became legal.
It's crazy.
And we're in love today. Thank God it didn't happen early. I mean, I would have been able to control myself. It's just a shame I would have to.
I mean, I wouldn't even feel that way because right. She was 17 sure. And 364 days. Mm-hmm.
But today, oh, I have boners the size of the statue of Liberty. Oh, I love her. I love her.
On but that note.
I was so good at compartmentalizing that, but now I'm creaming my pants talking about her. Mm-hmm. But before, nothing. I can make her a sandwich. It wouldn't be a thing like a father.
Hey, got your shoes. I freak wide. Die.
I hope there's not a witch hunt.
I need a picture of this guy. I need to know his family right now. I just need to know.
Picture Jewish, nebbish, glasses, okay. Filmmaker.
What's up?